WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. Protests around New Jersey over the death of George Floyd remain peaceful Tuesday. This after several turned violent in Atlantic City, Asbury Park, and Trenton. After being bused back to the shopping center from a peaceful protest in Toms River where the march started, many people made a day of it with a protest on the lawn, complete with a DJ that spilled over into Route 37. Marchers laid face down in front of the Ocean City Police Station. In Princeton, marchers left behind chalk drawings from the protest that shut down the downtown area, and police officers exchanged hugs with marchers at a protest in Hightstown. A South Plainfield man's been charged by the FBI with trying to set a police car on fire during the violent protest in Trenton Sunday night. 21-year-old Justin Spry posted on Facebook he was at the Trenton protest, even posted video of his own arrest. Spry claims he was beaten by 10 state troopers, but the FBI says he was caught on video trying to light a police cruiser's gas tank. Criticism is growing over the state's handling of COVID-19 in its long-term care settings. Media outlets obtained a letter sent by three anonymous health department employees to two top legislative leaders, a call for the resignation of Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli, claiming that her leadership failures led to preventable deaths. During a press conference Tuesday, Governor Murphy refused to give credence to the anonymous sources, but did say,
"Judy is not going anywhere, and she's as good as it gets anywhere in the United States."
Both Murphy and Persichilli defended their decision to allow nursing homes to reintegrate positive COVID-19 patients, saying that nursing homes were only supposed to accept patients if they could properly cohort them and had proper staffing, medical equipment, and PPE. Outdoor dining in New Jersey can resume June 15th in some capacity. The New Jersey Restaurant and Hospitality Association says while any progress is good, this can happen earlier than the 15th, like it is in other states.
The New Jersey counties that border Delaware and Pennsylvania are just going to be losing customers across the bridge.
Association President Mary Lou Van Horsen says providing outdoor dining areas is safer than what's currently happening. People searching for places to sit after getting food to go. New Jersey residents are being warned to hit the state parks and forests and recreation areas early so they're not shut out. Since their statewide reopening last month, all state parks have reduced parking capacity to 50% to maintain social distancing regulations. But a number of these parks have reached their limits early in the day, some as early as noon, some late as 4:30. Residents are being advised, get there early. In other news, an investigation into allegations of physical and emotional abuse into the Rutgers University softball program has found examples of inappropriate behavior, but stopped short imposing discipline on the coaches. The seven-month probe follows allegations that coach Kristen Butler and assistant coach Marcus Smith fostered a climate of fear, intimidation, and abuse. New Jersey 101.5 presents a town hall, getting back to business with Steve Sweeney tomorrow at 7 p.m. The state Senate president joins us to answer your questions and provide small business owners the info they need to proceed in 2020. Humidity and rain, a typical summer combo. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 12:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
It's not quite dangerous heat, but it is unseasonable and rather uncomfortable, and the heat and humidity really charging up our atmosphere, so we are expecting several rounds of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon into early evening. Severe weather is a concern, including damaging winds, hail, an isolated tornado, and torrential downpours. You will catch some breaks of sun in between storms. High temperatures lower to mid-80s today. Additional showers possible tonight. It'll feel muggy. Lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow we'll kind of do it again. Spotty showers and thunderstorms, especially at night. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-80s. Mid-80s again Friday. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower or storm. And then we move into the weekend. Still steamy on Saturday in the 80s with one more push of midday thunderstorms, then turning cooler, less humid, and sunnier for Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, Manahawkin, 86 degrees. Piscataway, 80. Warren, 85. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.